Victory! And I win again. You would figure after all these years of playing Smash together, you might show some improvement. But you just can't seem to beat my Zero Suit, huh? Oh, don't get all pouty now. You know you can whoop my ass in a bunch of other games. Let me have this one thing, okay? Looks like we're out of beer, too. We could always call it a night, or... Yeah? You cool to just chill and watch TV or something? Hell, I got nowhere better to be anyway. And I know for a fact you don't either. So, go ahead and pick something out. You know what I like. This one again? Ugh. No, I'm not complaining. It's just funny because we've watched this show together so many times I've lost count. No, just go ahead and put it on. Hey, this is totally random, but did you happen to go out with one of Val's friends recently? Yeah, her. Why do I ask? Well, you're gonna find this silly, but I guess she kinda told Val about your guys' date. No, not anything bad. In fact, quite the opposite. She was going on about how she had a great time. Thought you were super funny and sweet. But apparently there was a tiny snag when things started to get hot and heavy. Although maybe tiny is the wrong term in this case. Alright, I'll stop beating around the bush. Basically, when you and this chick were about to fuck, she backed out at the last second because your dick was too big. Hey, don't shoot the messenger. That's just what Val told me. And she said it was a direct quote, too. Listen, don't take this the wrong way, but I couldn't help but laugh when I heard it. Because, like, that's just super ridiculous, you know? And don't get mad at Val or the other girl, either. Why not? Come on, girls gossip. It's just the way it is. And what is that supposed to mean, exactly? You think because I spend majority of my time with you and the other guys shooting the shit, playing games, and drinking beer means I can't enjoy some quality time with the girls as well? Yeah, that's right. I can play both roles. I'm real multifaceted like that, motherfucker. Plus, would it really be so awful to have a rumor going around that you're hung like a horse? Isn't that every dude's dream? Oh no, I hope nobody finds out about my magnum dong. Come on, dude. Lighten up a bit. I can tell you're trying not to smile even though you have that big grumpy frown on your face. Besides, if it makes you feel better, I'm sure that girl was just exaggerating. Like, seriously? I get how some cocks can be a bit more of a challenge, but to say one is too big is downright comical. She'd either have to have the world's record for the tightest pussy or be super inexperienced. What's the biggest dick I've taken? Wow. You really think you can just go asking a prim and proper lady something so personal? Shit, man, I don't know. Whenever I'm about to get laid, I don't exactly pause everything and say, hey, let me bust out a ruler real quick. I gotta know exactly what I'm dealing with here. Besides, I'm not really the type to care about size to begin with. To me, it matters more if I, you know, like the person. If they're a halfway decent human being that I have a connection with. Cheesy? What do you mean that's cheesy? You can't call me cheesy for that because I know for a fact you think the same way, dickhead. You couldn't care less how full or perky a girl's tits are, how round and bubbly her ass is. Plus, you know that's all just porno nonsense anyway. Girls being in awe just because they saw a phallus that was slightly larger than average. Dude, shut up. You know I watch porn. Everyone does, and everyone jerks off. It's not a big deal. Gosh, you're such a goody two-shoes. Oh, you're just fucking with me. I mean, I knew that. It's just kind of hard to tell sometimes when you joke around with such a straight face. I know that's your style, but geez, it still catches me off guard at points. Yeah, drink it up. You got one over on me. Hey, can I get your opinion on something? Well, given the subject we're on, I figured I'd ask what you think of me. Physically, I mean. Like, am I your type? No, this isn't me joking around again. Sure, maybe it's thanks in part of some liquid encouragement, but I've always been curious as to how you think of me in that regard, if at all. I mean, we've known each other for so long, practically grew up together. Sure, our friendship may have had a rocky start, mainly due to me bullying you constantly back when we first met, but hey, that's how kids show that they like each other or whatever. No, I'm not saying that I like you. Oh my god. Wipe that smug grin off your face before I punch it off. This isn't gonna be one of those confession scenes from anime or hentai or whatever other weeb shit you're into. I'm not gonna be calling you senpai or going ooh-ooh anytime soon, so don't get your hopes up, fuckface. I'm sorry. I guess I do get pretty defensive when it comes to these genuine talks, but seriously though. You've been my best friend for as long as I can remember. I don't think it's entirely unreasonable to be at least somewhat curious about how you view me. And you can be completely honest, too. Don't feel like you have to hold back for my sake. I can handle it. Really. I'm totally your type. Cute, even? It's probably the first time I've heard that in quite a while. Well, I just mean most people I hook up with think I'm hot specifically because of my rougher exterior, and now you're sitting here saying I'm cute. No, it's not bad at all. In fact, it's kind of nice, actually. Out of all my friends, you're probably the one that I've been the most vulnerable with, so it makes sense. Plus, I think your nerdy, sarcastic ass is pretty cute, too, if that makes you feel any better. Okay, fuck it. I'm just gonna say it. Do you wanna hook up? Gosh, dude, you don't need to look so shocked. Yes, I'm being for real. Why? Well, why the hell not? You just said that I'm your type, and even had the audacity to call me cute. Plus, I think it'd be pretty silly to deny that there had been quite the fair share of sexual tension between us over the years. Not to mention the fact that I'm super curious to see if those rumors about you are true. So why not bang one out finally? What are best friends for if you can't have some casual sex every now and then? And if it does turn out to be super awkward for whatever reason, then it can just be a one-off thing and we'll never have to mention it ever again. Deal? Really? You're down? I had a feeling you'd say yes. So, do you mind if we kiss a bit to start things off? I mean, I'm as much of a horn dog as the next guy and could totally jump straight to the fucking, but I've always wanted to know what your lips felt like. They look so soft. Even better than I imagined. You know, you have some incredibly soft, plump lips for a guy. Like, it's kinda unfair. I'm going in for seconds. My hands are wandering a bit, aren't they? No, no, it's okay. You can touch me wherever you want. Please. Grab me, squeeze me all over. Damn, dude. Where did you learn to kiss like that? I feel like I could make out with you for an hour. But I'm way too horny and I need to see what you're packing. Hopefully, all the legends are true. Here, sit back while I get down on my knees. Do you mind lifting your butt a bit so I can pull your shorts off? And here we... What the fuck? There's no way that's... How? Holy fucking shit, dude. I'm like speechless here. That is without a doubt the biggest fucking cock I've ever seen. And you're not even hard. How in the hell do you walk around with that monster on a day-to-day basis? Shut up. I know that's a super cliche thing to say, but seriously, I'm genuinely curious about the logistics of living with something like this attached to your body. I mean, the way it just hangs between your legs. So long. So thick. Anyway, you cool if I play with it? I've gotta see what it's like when you're fully hard. Here. Let me grab it and... Fuck! Oh my god! It's so fucking heavy. Shit, this beast easily needs both of my hands. You're fucking kidding. Look at that. Even with both my hands, there's still some of your shaft and the head uncovered. I'm sorry, I just can't get over it. Like, you have to be some sort of medical phenomenon. I wouldn't be surprised if I found out you did porn on this side. Although, honestly, I'd say you even put most porn guys to shame. Fuck, you're really starting to stiffen up now. It's so girthy, I can't even wrap my fingers all the way around it anymore. It's like a big piece of meat. Oh, it throbbed pretty hard when I said that. Is that what you like? Huh? You like it when girls are down on their knees in pure awe as they worship this fucking massive, meaty monster cock? There we go. Let's get you nice and wet so my hands can glide up and down your entire leg. I can tell by the look of your face you're really enjoying this, aren't you? Good. I am too. Now what kind of friend would I be if I ignored those big swollen balls? Here, let me show them some love. Wow, you taste so good. I need more. You don't mind, right? I'm sure you're ready to fuck me by now, but I want to worship you just a bit longer, okay? I just can't help it. Size queen? No, I'm not a size queen. I told you before, it's entirely inconsequential to me. Totally vapid, completely superficial. I couldn't care less that your dick completely fucking towers over me. So fucking long and fat. Pays my fucking head. Juicy, Meaty cock. What? I'm not staring. It's so unfair. You can't just... I'm not... Fuck. Maybe I am a size queen. I've never had the opportunity to serve a dick like this. This big and this pretty. It's like a goddamn work of art. Such a perfectly proportional shaft leading up to the plump, luscious head that's leaking from me. Look at that. That's the hardest you've been. All those veins popping out, rock fucking solid like a goddamn brick. Your tip is so swollen, it looks like you're about ready to... Fuck. You just came a little, didn't you? Three thick ropes right across my face. Yummy. And you're still hard as ever. Guess you just needed a quick release, huh? That's it. I definitely can't wait any longer. I have to get that giant fucking dick inside me now. Here, let me just get these off. What? Yeah, I pretty much never wear a bra, dude. Way too constricting. What you looking at, big guy? Yeah, I guess I am pretty curvy. My baggy clothes just tend to hide it. Don't act all surprised, though. You've seen me in a bikini at least a handful of times. You know, on the rare occasion I actually go swimming? Okay, enough talk. Stop trying to distract me from that fat, gorgeous cock of yours. You cool with missionary? It's kind of my favorite, and I have a feeling it'll be even better with you. I'll just lay back. There we go. Nice and comfy. Hey, can you, hand me that pillow so I can put it under me? Oh, there we go. Lined up just right. Huh? Condom? Oh, I don't have one. And you don't either? Can't say I'm surprised. I doubt they even make one in your size. Well, I am on birth control. Plus, if I'm being totally honest, I really prefer going raw anyway. It just feels so much better. Just, don't come inside, okay? Just in case. That would be the joke of the century if you somehow knocked me up the very first time we fucked. So make sure you pull out, alright? Okay, come here already. Hey, I want to see something. Can you lay it on my tummy? So I can see how deep you'll be once it's inside. Oh my fucking god. That's actually insane. It goes up just past my belly button. You're really gonna wreck me. In the best way possible. Yeah, rub the head against my clit. Just like that. We're both so swollen and leaky. Besties, right? Sorry, I'm just a little nervous. I guess. But you'll be gentle with me, right? I trust you completely. Oh, fuck. Slow. Oh, just like that. Fuck, you're stretching me out so fucking much. Oh, so goddamn thick. Okay. Give me a bit more now. I can handle it. Oh. Shit, dude. How is it still going? That has to be almost all of it by now, right? Right? What do you mean that's only half? Hell no, I'm not backing out now. We've come this far and I'm not gonna be like that other chick who wimped out. Besides, I kinda maybe sorta like that it's too big. Ugh. I just felt you throb in me. Go on. Give this greedy size queen exactly what she wants. Split me in half on that massive piece of fuck meat. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh my god. Fuck. Fuck, yes, deep. Deep. Oh my god, deep. I fucking love it. Oh. Oh god, I can feel you up in my fucking stomach. Rearranging my guts. Oh shit. Yeah. Right there. Right there, that's just the right angle. Fuck. You're hitting the spot I've never even fucking felt before. Fuck. Oh. Oh, yes. Fuck. Please keep pounding my needy little cunt. Daddy. Dude. I meant to say dude. I swear. I. Fuck. Man, stop smiling at me like that. What do you expect me to say when you're fucking my brains out? Just forget that ever happened. Please, just keep fucking me. I need it. I need you. Oh. What are you? Why are you lifting my legs up? Mating press? Yeah, I know the position, but with you. No, I want it. I definitely want it. Oh my. Oh. Oh my god. Shit. She's so fucking deep. Fuck, use me. Use my whole. Don't you dare fucking stop. See? I managed to take all of you pretty easily. No big deal. God, I have the perfect angle right now to watch your cock just ram into me over and over. It's so fucking hot. Watching you disappear inside me like that. Feeling your big, cum-filled balls slapping against my ass nonstop. Oh, I love it. Ugh. Oh my god. Oh. fuck. Please don't stop. I want more. I'm a greedy size queen. I'm a whore for your huge cock. Fuck. Whore. Oh, you fucking ruined me. Oh, I'm only gonna be satisfied by your massive fucking dick now. I fucking love it. I love you. Ruin me more, daddy. Oh, fuck yes. Give me those balls. Strokes. Oh, fuck, give me those balls. Deep strokes. I can feel your head kissing against my cervix. Oh, you're gonna make me come. Oh my god. You're gonna make me fucking come. You're gonna come too? Yeah, I want it all. Want it all over me. Yes, keep fucking pumping into my cunt. Just like that. Make me come on your fat daddy dick. Fuck. Fuck. Oh my god, fuck, you're coming so much. All over my pussy. Oh, my tummy. My tits. Hey. Oh, fuck, watch where you're aiming that thing. You could take my eye out. Holy shit. Dude, that was intense. I don't think I've ever come that hard before. Wow. You know, for a guy who can't dance, you really know how to use your hips when it comes to fucking. Listen, some of the stuff I was saying there, you know, like, daddy and I love you, that was all just like the heat of the moment, you know? So you don't need to freak out and think that, huh? You don't mind, really? Are you sure? Because I don't want to pressure you into anything you don't want. There's no obligations, I swear. Of course you would be chill about it. You're always so understanding like that. It's one of the things I love about you. That and, well, that fat piece of meat you have swinging between your legs. You throbbed again just for me saying that. You're such a typical guy, just wanting your ego to be stroked. But you're also ridiculously cute and sweet. And listen, we can figure out the nitty-gritty details of whatever this is between us another day. But for now, shut up and come cuddle with me already. Cool if I stay the night, right? Thought so.